Hello, my name is Tommy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from pride, pornography, and masturbation. I grew up in a Christian home that regularly went to church. I was homeschooled and fairly sheltered for most of the early years of my life. I was saved at a young age, but for most of my growing up years and until I graduated high school, I essentially acted as a church pew warmer and did little to act out my faith. It wasn't for a lack of conviction, but instead it was I was too apathetic to act on the convictions I had and too prideful to step outside of my comfort zone. When I was 11 years old, I was introduced to pornography while browsing the internet. This began a long battle that was relentless and one that I could not find freedom from, no matter how hard I tried. As I got older, I became extremely prideful as I felt like I was smarter than everyone else. And this pride drove me deep to keep my addiction a secret from everyone, which strengthened the hook of pornography. In high school, I started to realize that I couldn't fight this battle on my own, and I started to reluctantly reach out to different people for help. Every few years, I'd find the courage to tell someone about my addiction and ask them to hold me accountable. However, all these men struggled as well, and out of their own shame, I assume, would fail to reach out and hold me accountable. Ultimately, failing to be a good accountability partner, and out of my own shame, I failed to hold them accountable as well. This continued into college and started creating in me an adverse feeling to accountability. I even had one guy I confessed to ask about my struggle in front of my friends, which led me to drive my secret even deeper underground, as I had seen no freedom from my struggle and found only excuses to keep my pride intact. After a relationship with a girl that left me at an all-time low, I started dedicating myself to Christ more. I started getting in my Bible every day and seeking God's will in my life, as well as serving in a new church I was attending. I was starting to realize that under my own willpower, I could accomplish nothing. But I was still not surrendering everything to Christ. I eventually started leading a small group at my church and discipling some guys who attended. However, I was struggling with porn, and I chose to lead the group intellectually, pouring into the guys with the Bible knowledge I had learned, but never leading the group in vulnerability. This allowed me to keep my sin struggle a secret. My job at the time would not allow me to attend Region due to scheduling conflicts. So I started praying that God would send me a job offer that would help free me up on Monday nights. In the meantime, I started really white-knuckling my addiction with all the self-control I could muster. I started getting a handle on it too, but my pride had me shackled and I had thrown away the key, but I couldn't even see it. After 3 months of praying, God blessed me with a new job that would free me up on Monday nights. Unfortunately, the new job was fully remote and boredom and isolation quickly set in. I had no one to hold me accountable, and I quickly fell back into watching porn. I felt broken, I was hopeless, and I felt like this was still an impossible battle to win. In that moment, I could feel God's tug on my heart telling me to go to Region that Monday night. I knew I needed it, but I didn't want to go, and I was terrified. I had spent the last several years believing a lie, generated by my pride that while most men struggled with addiction to porn, I was the only one who actually tried to fight it. I knew that without full surrender, I was completely hopeless to overcome my addiction. So that night, the Lord gave me the strength to show up for the first time. Little did I know that the Lord had already set in motion from the day that I showed up. He sent my closest friend as who I was able to confess everything in my heart, including the last 2% before I had even got into step group. As I started going through Region, I approached the curriculum as a silver bullet, unaware of how it was laid out and for what purpose. I treated it like it was a cure rather than a system that uncovers my deep-rooted sin and resource for helping with sanctification. And for that reason, I was off to a rocky start, where I saw little to no progress in my addiction to pornography or pride. Towards the end of Region, I started getting concerned that the silver bullet wasn't killing the sin that I had intended it to. I felt like I had surrendered everything and had covenant eyes on my phone and all of my devices. When I would work remote, I would come up to Watermark Coffee Shop to make sure that I wasn't alone with the computer, and I openly confessed whenever I relapsed back into sin. I texted my mentor when I was feeling tempted, and I felt like I'd made all the right changes in my life. In step 10, continue, I started looking back and realized that while I had followed all of the advice of my mentor and step group, my heart posture was completely wrong. I wasn't experiencing freedom because I lacked humility. Psalm 25:8-9 says, "Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way." It was here that I started caring less about how I saw myself, whether through accomplishment or failure, but rather started seeing myself as a child of God whose strength I had to rely on daily in complete surrender, and where I fully understood that true freedom is only found in the Lord. This does not mean that I never struggle anymore, or that I'm never tempted, or that pride doesn't try to shackle me in the same ways that it did before, but rather, I now live openly in community, and I'm held accountable by men that love me enough to admonish me and pray for me. Christ has changed my heart for an attitude that says that I am strong enough, smart enough, and resourceful enough to fight my own battles, to a heart that says, I find my strength through the Lord, and that the victory is his. He has provided me with a community that gives me counsel and has provided me a way out when I am tempted. I'm blessed to lead and walk with men in groundwork who are trying to find freedom from their own personal struggles and pray with them. The Lord has helped me see the error in my own ways and with humility address them and be a better imitator of Christ. Whether this is your first time tonight or you are halfway through the steps, I encourage you to do this. Stick with the program to the end. Take the time to discover the deep-rooted error in your ways and learn to address them. It's worth it. Don't be discouraged. Trust God. Humble yourself and be vulnerable with community of godly believers. And surrender everything to Christ for God's glory. My name is Tommy. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering for pride, pornography, masturbation, and to God, not I, be all the glory.